This week, Mayor Rick Kreisman of St. Petersburg held a press conference at the historic Manhattan Casino to announce a plan for St. Petersburg's 22nd Street corridor, Deuces Rising. The Deuces, a beacon of minority talent, creativity, and entrepreneurship, has always been an iconic asset of the Sunshine City. Under the mayor's leadership, the city of St. Petersburg is committed to partnering with the community to restore the bright light of 22nd Street South that once served as a signature ray of St. Pete's fabled sunshine.
First off, thank you all for being here. I want to thank City Council for their great partnership. I want to say a special thank you to Nikki Gaskin Capehart, to Alan Delisle, and the entire economic development team for getting us to this day. So I've heard you. There's been much debate about what happens on this corridor. We've seen passion and frustrations rise because buildings haven't. And I remain committed to the mantra that I brought to City Hall when I was first elected, to listen, to learn, and to lead. And with that, I am excited to share a reimagined vision for our beloved 22nd Street South Corridor. Today, with the goal of honoring our past as we pursue our future, with enthusiasm for an unprecedented partnership and a reimagined corridor, we are hitting the reset button on the land formerly known as the Commerce Park. And we are breathing life into the entire 22nd Street corridor, which is right out here. We are no longer burdened by what we inherited, by a federal government requirement to focus on job creation. We are no longer interested in waiting on some in the private sector to find the financial backing or to believe in this land and this community as much as we do. Yes. We can now take charge. We can dream and dream big. A dream of a Deuces Rising, the result of an integrated, comprehensive placemaking plan that also incorporates the Deuces Warehouse Arts District master plan for the corridor. Deuces Rising reflects the ongoing transformation of the possibilities of our people, with a matching transformation of the beloved spaces where they build new businesses, honor legacy businesses, create culture, nurture connections, and call home. We can realize this dream. Now, we've received an unsolicited proposal that begins with more than 2.5-acre site where workforce-owned housing, not least owned housing, would be found, along with commerce and retail facing 22nd Street. Now, the commerce and retail would be operated by an inclusive community consortium and would contribute to a community redevelopment fund. I want to thank Watson Haynes in the Pinellas County Urban League, Gypsy Gallardo of One Community, Pastor Lewis Murphy of Mount Zion Human Services, and the members of the Sankofa Advisory Council, the Tampa Bay Black Business Investment Corp, the 2020 board members, Vision Investors, the New Deal, and the Community Development and Training Center for leading the vision by submitting this innovative proposal that will now require a formal notice. This proposal aligns with a philosophy that I brought to this job nearly 6 years ago, and that is opportunity creation. Now, you've heard me talk about our fabled sunshine a time or two, but this is what I mean. In fact, opportunity is the very essence of our urban affairs agenda. Deuces Rising continues with providing a long-term nominal lease on land that fronts 22nd Street, along with a financial commitment of $1 million for a future Dr. Carter G. Woodson African American Museum. So I love the Woodson Museum, which is one of the reasons why we stepped in to save it several years ago. But what I love most about the museum is its potential. Our city, this very community, and the rich history associated with it is deserving of a proper museum on a well-traveled corridor. And so we have set aside more than 5 acres for this purpose, and we expect a community-driven capital campaign to complement our efforts. And as there remains private interest in this land, we will test the market on 5.5 of the back acres in the hopes of bringing new industry and jobs to the corridor so that places like this building and the Callaloo and Peepo's restaurants cannot just survive, but they can thrive. And finally, it's time to move forward on redeveloping the Tangerine Plaza, less than 1 mile from here. Now, my administration took control of that site a couple of years ago so that we would no longer have to depend on others to do the right thing. We will do the right thing. And to that end, I have directed my City Development Administration to issue a request for proposal this week. We have done our homework. We have tested the waters once before. We have had community conversations. We've done walkthroughs with the private sector. We've done a market study. We've received considerable feedback from our city council members and from others. And we believe it now is time for Tangerine Plaza to also rise. So we are requesting a mix of housing types to help achieve our housing for all, from all goals, as well as a much needed fresh food component. Now, given the plaza's locations and the possibilities stemming from Medusa's Rising, I'm confident that whoever is awarded the site will be rewarded by those who live here and want to live here. All these actions will be enhanced by more than $7 million in placemaking in just this year alone that will reimagine the 22nd Street corridor and restore it to its former glory. 5 gateways, new parks, an Elder Jordan statue are all assets that are on the way. So remember this day, December 10th, 2019. As the day we decided to rise and work together to make the Deuces a cradle of culture once again. We will ensure that the people who have shepherded its vibrancy and been stewards of its history will be the ones who power its future. And when that happens, we will make our great city a grand city. We will make the sun shine as bright as it ever has. Thank you all for coming today.
Mayor Rick Kreisman's press conference this week at the historic Manhattan Casino, announcing a plan for St. Petersburg's 22nd Street corridor, Deuces Rising.